This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Littleton man who allegedly breached the U.S. Capitol on January 6th is under house arrest. CPR's Megan Verlee reports Patrick Montgomery got in trouble for two hunting-related incidents.
Montgomery has a felony record for robbery and is not legally allowed to own a gun. But in early May, the FBI found out he had reported killing a mountain lion with a handgun. According to a filing from prosecutors, Montgomery also admitted to using dogs to illegally kill a bobcat in late January. Prosecutors asked for house arrest, saying Montgomery had repeatedly and flagrantly violated the law while on pretrial release. He faces numerous felonies related to the Capitol riot, including assaulting a police officer. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The towns of Trinidad and Aguilar in southern Colorado will get $1 million in EPA brownfields grants to clean up historic buildings. EPA's Danny Heffernan says possible toxic materials such as lead paint, lead-based paint, and asbestos may prevent investment in vacant buildings.
Our funding is often used to take away some of that uncertainty, take some samples, figure out what's there, and then try and quantify what it might take to deal with it.
Officials plan to complete cleanup of Trinidad's 113-year-old Fox West Theater. Pueblo tonight, severe thunderstorm watch until 10 and a flash flood warning until 7:15. This is CPR News.